The Honduran presidential election is on a knife edge this morning in a race that's been marred by delays and allegations of fraud. Former Vice President Salvador Nasralla maintained a slim lead over his conservative rival and Donald Trump-backed candidate Nasri Asfrura. System failures earlier this week delayed the vote count, and there are concerns that the result could be contested. It comes after the US president pardoned former Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez on Monday, after Mr. Hernandez served just 1 year of a 45-year sentence for drug smuggling and weapons charges. Ricardo Zuniga is a former top US State Department and White House official for Latin America and founding partner of the international advisory group Dina Mica Americas. Ricardo, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Sally, thanks very much for having me on.
How much tension is there at the moment over this result?
Well, there's quite a bit of tension, but the day itself went off with minimal interruptions. But as you said, a lot of confusion as to the count itself. The process has been both slow and complicated. It is moving forward, though. They have about 80% of the votes counted. As you said, Salvador Nasralla has a very thin lead, and it will almost certainly be contested because the eventual result is likely to be within 1%.
Why does the Trump administration have such a focus on this election?
Well, I think President Trump has a focus on the election because a lobbyist close to him was used by the National Party in Honduras, the Conservative Party, to kind of promote that outcome. Up until then, the United States had actually been neutral in terms of the election itself. It had been careful to simply promote transparency and for the vote to be allowed to go forward. It was a very complex lead up to the vote, where the ruling Libertarian Party was being accused of, with some substance, being accused of disrupting the operations of the National Electoral Authority. So that had been the focus, had been on process until the president's last minute support for Nasri Asfura.
What do you think the pressure from the White House so far, what sort of effect has that had, Ricardo?
Well, I don't think we're going to know until we see the final result. But I will say first that there was a sense in the National Party, a boost in enthusiasm, and probably it did have an effect among the very large number of undecided voters, which was at least 20% of the electorate, may have decided to throw their support towards the National Party, in part because of President Trump's support. However, because he packaged that support for Nasri Asfura with the pardon of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez, a very unpopular figure, that may have been counterproductive in the end. So we won't really know until it's over. It does seem that the White House in particular has been pressing and has been supporting the National Party for a rapid announcement of the results.
The U.S. focus on this election, how has that been received by everyday people in Honduras?
Well, the United States has a very large presence in Honduras. There's a very large Honduran community in the United States. The ties go way back. U.S. involvement in the political process in Honduras also has a long history. So it was not entirely unexpected. It's certainly unwelcome on the part of everyone other than the National Party supporters who did welcome that support from the Trump administration because they oppose what they see as a left-wing government that has really moved the country in a direction closer to China and Venezuela than away from the United States, a direction that the conservatives have opposed. On the other hand, the Liberal Party, led by Salvador Nasralla, which stood to lose in all of this, the president not only supported Tito Asfura of the National Party, he opposed Salvador Nasralla. That Salvador Nasralla has to have a good relationship with the United States. He was already sort of signaling that in advance. So he also can't afford to be too critical of President Trump's intervention here.
How does the U.S. relations with Honduras, how does that fit into the broader regional relationship at the moment between the Trump administration and other countries in Latin America?
Well, Honduras is actually quite important because there that is a it's a center for migration to the United States, and the United States has increased deportations to Honduras, and they need the cooperation of the Honduran government for that. And that, of course, that immigration policy is very much a domestic issue for the Trump administration. Second, Honduras is an important player in the flow of drugs to the United States. There's a large organized crime presence in Honduras, and that's another priority for the administration. And finally, there's geopolitics. The Libre Party, which lost significantly for failing to meet their commitments, they were punished by voters for failing to meet their commitments when they were elected, had a very close relationship with Venezuela and with China. And so the both Nasrallah and Tito Asfura have indicated that they would change that relationship with China.
How do you see the difference between what was promised by Donald Trump in the lead up to this second term and what we've seen? There were expectations of a non-interventionist US presidency, but we've seen interactions between the United States and the global community right around the world.
So I think what you're seeing is that there is, it's really undecided what the foreign policy is going to be. And the foreign policy in a very personalist administration like this one is going to be whatever the president decides it is. The State Department issued instructions to its embassies about 6 months ago not to discuss foreign elections. And for the most part, that's been true, but not true for the White House. Obviously, the president President Trump prioritizes personal relationships and interpersonal relationships and involves himself as he sees fit, depending on what the nature is of his personal relationship with the leader. In the case of Latin America, there is a faction within the Trump administration that believes that the United States should essentially consider Latin America within its sphere of influence and have a much more assertive geopolitical presence in Latin America. And in fact, because of what's going on in Venezuela, about a third of the U.S. naval presence around the world is now concentrated in the Southern Caribbean, which we haven't seen since 1960.
Mm. What's the time frame now in the days and weeks ahead for this election and its results?
So we should probably start seeing in the next couple of days, tonight and tomorrow, this final 20% tabulated for the president's for the presidency in Honduras. And then almost certainly there will be a period of dispute, and that will go through two quite weak, unfortunately, bodies that are set to review disputed elections, and then ultimately could go to the country's Supreme Court for resolution. And there's a long tradition of sort of political pacts of some sort being used to resolve these disputes. But the role of the United States creates a new dynamic in all of this.
Ricardo, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Ricardo Zuniga is a former top US State Department and White House official for Latin America and a founding partner of an advisory group on Latin America.